You're listening to a Mother Hustler podcast with my mom, Kiara Solomon. Mom, it's time. Come on.
Thanks, boys. Mommy's got it. Hey, guys. Welcome to another episode of the Mother Hustler podcast. So I'm so excited about this episode because if you've been listening for a while, you know we've changed formats a couple of times. And once again, we're switching it up. But I want to talk about that a little bit after I talk about our brand new co-host. I'm so excited to have you with us. This is one of my super close friends, and I think she's going to be an amazing addition to the Mother Hustler podcast. So welcome, Miss Classy Brown.
Hello. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. We have such amazing off of the show conversations. This will just be awesome for us to take some of this on the air and share it with the people.
Oh, I totally agree. So can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do before we talk about this whole process of like changing the format and why I'm totally okay with it?
Okay, well, my name is Classy Brown. I am many things. And I'm actually personally in a transition myself. I am a entrepreneur. I'm an artisan. I make all kinds of things. I make t-shirts. I do crafts. I'm also married and I'm a mom of two little prince and princesses. So I'm trying to transition into managing my whole life. I have an online group specifically for moms and wives and, you know, women of color, and we do dope things and we talk about things that are important to us and really how to keep our cups filled so that we can, you know, be what we need to be for everyone else. That's pretty much who I am, and then not all at the same time.
So Classy mentioned that she and I have amazing conversation offline. We literally talk about everything. And one of the reasons that I wanted to change the format is, if I'm being honest, guys, I get a little bit bored, right? And I get bored very easily. And I need to like always just be excited about my work. It's one of the things that is super important to me. I think it's at the core of who I am as a person and who I am as an entrepreneur, is that I don't really want to do stuff that is not exciting to me, right? And so when I find myself being not excited by something that I have committed myself to doing, like this podcast, it's not going to get done. And so, I mean, I'm just being honest. And so I decided to change the format, and I asked Classy to come on because not only do I think it's going to make it more exciting for me to show up, but I think it's going to make it more exciting for you guys to listen. But one of the things that I really want to kind of point out is that it's okay for things to not be what you thought they were going to be in the beginning and then decide to change, right?
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so I think people sometimes, I don't know, myself, I used to do this a lot, get really committed to doing something in a particular way and then say, you know what, I gotta do it this way because I said I was gonna do it this way, even though I hate doing it that way.
Or conversely, I was just having this conversation with my husband yesterday, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Or conversely, because I can't do it how I want to do it, I won't do it at all.
Right, right.
So there was a Chick-fil-A. We were driving, you know, in a neighboring town, and they built a brand new Chick-fil-A, and it's up on this hill. And if you know anything about Chick-fil-A, you know they have lines that wrap around.
Right.
And I was like, I would not have put that there. He was like, how do you even get up the hill? I was like, you can get up the hill straight from the mall. And then I paused and I said, you know what? I need to stop saying that. I said, because they're out here killing it. This is what Chick-fil-A said. We're going to put it up here on this little mountain. And if we stop traffic, We'll just stop traffic, and if it becomes an issue, we'll move. But me, on the other hand, I was saying, oh, I wouldn't have put it there. And I said, and I don't got not one Chick-fil-A at all. I don't own that one Chick-fil-A to put up anywhere, in my backyard, on the mountain, wherever. They said, we are going to figure out the details of the logistics later. But this market is an untapped market, and we're going to go for it.
Wow.
I just had that conversation. I said, and I'm going to stop saying that. I'm going to stop saying what I'm not going to do, especially if I haven't done anything. And how about I'm going to just do it and figure out the rest later?
I think that's a really important realization to have if you are going to be an entrepreneur, because so many things I build on the way down. And you know this, right? A lot, I'm not going to give it a percentage, but I would say a majorly significant portion of the things that I decide to do in my business, I figure it out on the way down. And,
yeah.
You know, I have learned how to turn around and, you know, shift gears or shift focus while I am in the middle of, you know, doing whatever it is that I'm doing. And I think that, you know, if I'm being honest, guys, I think the reason that most people avoid doing that is because we think that people are paying super close attention to us. Like, people really care, and people are going to judge us, right?
Yeah.
It's like, one of the things I had to learn and realize is that people don't really care about what we do, right? Like, if I wear the same shirt 4 days in a row, maybe two people will notice, okay? Like, most people are not paying that much attention to us.
Well, you know, something else, who cares if they are?
Right.
Like, the person who was like, I can't believe she wore that shirt 4 days in a row, are they buying you a new shirt? I'm just saying, they're not buying you a new shirt. They're sitting at home watching you.
Right.
Because it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. First of all, people are not paying that much attention. And then the people who are paying you attention have nothing else to do.
Right. And I think that that's something that we have to, I was reading last night, and it was talking about how we often know what we're supposed to do, and we often know what direction we're supposed to go in. But because we look for validation from other people, from our, you know, our peers or our community, wherever, because we're looking for them to agree with our decisions and our choices, it often prevents us from experiencing our best life. And I think that that's so true, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
And so we kind of live in this place of like, hey, it has to be absolutely perfect. And not just with this podcast, but I don't think I would have launched anything in my career as an entrepreneur if I felt like I had to wait for it to be perfect. Now, I do think that you should put your best foot forward.
For
I don't
sure.
think that you should put out crap. But perfection is so unrealistic because none of us are perfect.
I have coined the phrase for myself personally, the perfectionist procrastinator. Because when you have a perfectionist mindset, it's either perfect or you don't do it.
Right.
That hinders you because nothing is perfect. Nothing is ever perfect. You can always make it better. Whatever it is, it can always be better.
Right.
But the idea isn't perfection. The idea should be progression.
Wow. That's good. That's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I say it to myself all the time because it's a syndrome that I have. I like things to be perfect, but the goal is never perfection. It's always progress. So progress over perfection from the perfectionist procrastinator. Ta-da!
That's good. So I'm super excited to have Classy here with us as our new co-host. And guys, listen, I want you to do me a favor, rate, subscribe, and review this podcast. One of the other things I forgot to mention, guys, that we're going to be doing is shortening the length of our episodes. So you guys can literally, like, if you have an hour of free time, you can, like, binge listen to our podcast, right? Isn't that so decent? But I think that this was a really great episode for you to just kind of evaluate yourself and, like, are you being a, tell me again, perfectionist procrastinator?
Yes, perfectionist procrastinator.
Are you a perfectionist procrastinator? Are you limiting, really the question is, are you limiting your possibilities because it's not perfect? Like, girl, get out there. Girl, get out there. Okay. So I'm so excited that you guys joined us today. Do me a favor, rate, subscribe, and review to this podcast if you have not already done so. And tune in for the next episode. Talk to you guys soon.
Bye.